Today, Be'ezah Hashem, be learning Daf Lamed Alpha Masechet Yibamos. The topics we're learning about include: if kedushin is thrown within the four amos of a woman, she's mukudeshes, because the four amos around the person are kinda for the person. Chazaka: in most cases of suffik, we follow the chazaka, the established status before the suffik. In the case of suffik gerushin, before the gerushin, she was certainly his wife. Therefore, even after the suffik arose, we assume her to be married in that Torah regarding all relevant halachas. In the case of suffik kedushin, before the kedushin, she was certainly not his wife. Therefore, even after the suffik arose, we assume her to be unmarried min ha-Torah regarding all relevant halachas. Tiknu zman begerushin, loy tiknu zman bekedushin. In a get, there must be a date written in the document. In our Gemara, we will learn the two opinions as to why by gerushin there is a date and why by kedushin there is not a date. The reason for tiknu zman begerushin is a machlokes in Maseches Gittin Daf Yud Zayin. Rish Lakish holds Mishum Peri. It's in order to know when the divorce came into effect, so that if the husband took anything from his wife's property after that date, he must return it. Rabbi Yochanan holds Mishum Basa Chesek. It's in order to address a concern that a man's wife may do an Avera, and if she is his niece or other relative from before marriage, he may decide to issue her a get and claim that it was given to her before the Avera, and she was no longer an Eshes Ish at the time.